Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try. Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
I want him involved in every single moment of the show, because it doesn't happen very often that he comes by to welcome Tony Perkins.
Woo-hoo!
From the Donnie Simpson
Yay!
Show and Fox 5 and the Tony Perkins Show on the Moore Network, starring Gary Stein. He is here. I'm beginning to think you deserve the moniker of the hardest working man in show business, because now you are. I thought, now when is the Donnie Simpson Show? Is Afternoon Drive. Now,
Afternoon,
right?
Drive, Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. on Magic 102.3.
And you still, on Magic 102.3.
It was
selling
the
call.
It was the three that got me. I'm sorry.
You're the only man I know. You should cry. You shouldn't laugh.
Yes.
You should cry. You know what? We should be on the radio in Washington, D.C., just like Tony is.
Yeah. Right? If I don't laugh, I do cry.
Okay, very good. All right. Magic DC, my Magic DC.
Yes, that's .com.
It's Magic 102.3 and 92.7.
That's,
I didn't know,
correct.
You had two sticks. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's very, very cool.
Stick one doesn't reach out as far as one would want it to. And then the radio station has a problem, too.
Hey.
And it gives me a chance to do my Donnie Simpson impression, which I never get a chance. This is for just D.C. people that listen to, or people that watch BET in the 1950s when Donnie was doing a regular show there.
Groundbreaking.
It was a groundbreaking show, yes. You know, Donnie is, I've always said this, I think I introduced Donnie at a conclave for CBS Radio.
You did.
And Donnie,
I remember
the story.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been jealous of Donnie, and so it was easy. I took that jealousy and I channeled it into the man who's cool as the other side of the pillow. And Donnie is always like Donnie. I can sum up Donnie's broadcast career this way. This is Donnie.
Hey man,
that's it. That's all.
Hey man, good to see you. How are you?
Donnie's the cool. Donnie is he's an American original. He's been in the market. He got screwed by CBS, yep, like we all did. But Donnie came back because Donnie was a legend. And Donnie was, I am just a huge fan. I've tried multiple times to get Donnie on the show, but Donnie's too smart for that. Donnie won't come on here. You know? Donnie was just like,
hey, another time, man. Good to see you. How you doing?
Another toast.
I could try to deliver him for you.
Yes.
Yeah. I would love to have the legendary. I'd like to get all the legendary broadcasters on this show at one time. The DC radio people
Frank
on
Harden.
The show at one time. Yes, Frank Harden. Absolutely.
And Jackson Weaver. Yes.
Well, the late Jackson Weaver.
Here's the amazing thing. Isn't Frank gone too?
I don't know. I know that Jackson died first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's the amazing
Frank's
thing.
Frank's dead too. Right?
Yeah, they're all dead.
They're all dead.
Here's the
amazing
thing.
I do those impressions too. WMALAM 630, Frank Harden. All right. And then Jackson Weaver, Bowdy Bow, doing my Jonathan Winters. That was the way that worked. I did a little history lesson of Washington.
And number
radio.
One for 40 years.
Right.
But Tony, I interrupted you. You were going
to
say something.
Here's the amazing thing about, and we can all relate to how amazing this is. Here's the crazy thing about Donnie's legendary radio career. He's been doing it for 50 years now and has worked at 1, 2, 3, 4 radio stations. His first station in Detroit, WKYS, WPGC, Magic 102.3. That's
wow.
it.
And you remember, Tony, as an AU student like I do, when WKYS was the coolest station with Donnie Simpson and Chuck Davis and Jeff Leonard.
Jeff Leonard, that's right.
And Jeff Leonard was one of my all-time faves because he did a talk-up of Der Kommissar. He said, 93KYS, Der Kommissar, after the fire. At your house. Don't worry, they left the TV on the lawn, though. How cool is that? Is that an esoteric thing?
It is so cool. And you know, you've always quoted it, but I've never understood it, but it doesn't make me not love it.
Yeah,
it really is.
Der Kommissar after the fire, and he said, hey, the fire was at your house, but they left the TV on the lawn. You know, just because that's what you care about.
According to
Jeff Leonard. Want someone to save your TV.
Sure.
And then there was Chuck Davis, 93KYS, Jeff Leonard. You know, it's like, and then Donnie going, hey, man, it's all right. Yeah. It was just the coolest.
It was a great station. It was a powerhouse station. I loved Chuck Davis. Chuck came on in middays after Donnie, and Chuck would come in and, you know, set up his little trinkets and whatever, and Chuck was one of those radio guys. He was one of those radio guys who would talk to every person who called in and often meet the female callers who would call in.
Yeah. Chuck might have been one of those many.
His
DJs
outreach that, program?
Yes.
Had a little issue back in the 80s, probably, but, you know, that happens. What are you going to do? A lot of them had that. You know, that's actually the reason a lot of them got into the business to start with.
That's right.
Yes, Mike, Oscar Santana. Fine in your sport coat.
Thank you very much.
Is that a suit coat?
This is a sports. Actually, it's a suit coat.
Okay, very nice.
If you're going to be correct, it is monogrammed with my last name inside. So my mom got it for me for Christmas.
Wow, now I won't steal it.
The first time I met Donnie Simpson was when I was an intern at WHFS. And if you worked in Lanham, Maryland at that time, he was either driving his or Sugar Ray Leonard's Ferrari, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember unpacking.
By the way, Donnie Simpson pals with Sugar Ray Leonard.
Yeah. Okay,
just add that to the list of jealousies. And by the way, Sugar Ray would show up and he'd go, hey, man.
So I remember, they're like, wow, that guy's driving two different Ferraris in 1 week. And then hearing on the morning show on WPGC that he had to drive Sugar Ray Leonard's Ferrari because if you don't drive the Ferrari, they break somehow, right?
That's right. That's
it's like
right.
in Seinfeld, you have to exercise the gaskets.
Yes, exactly.
That's right.
I have always admired Donnie Simpson for my entire career. I've always wanted to get him on this show. I've always thought he was a good guy. And the and then we're both golf enthusiasts. I think we may have played once together. I'm not sure. I think once or twice. Because you know what? Why should you play with Mike O'Mara when you're playing with Michael Jordan?
Another jealousy.
I am not exaggerating. Okay? Michael Jordan comes to the club we're members at, the exclusive club that I was a member at 30 years ago, and Donnie's been a member at the whole time because he can afford it. So the fact is, you know, Michael is, if you hear Michael Jordan, Michael Jordan's here today. Oh, really? Yeah, he's playing golf with Donnie Simpson. And I said, of course he is! Who else would he play with? Michael Jordan. Was the president not available?
Well,
Mike.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what Donnie said, though? When Michael Jordan arrived at the golf course and was on the first tee, you know what Donnie said to him? Hey, man, how you doing?
So So now, let me just tell you. So now when I'm with him this afternoon, every time he says that, I'm going to start laughing.
Sure.
recently at the golf course, it's Donnie, Michael Jordan. Some football player. I can't remember who the football player is.
Oh, Tony, you're not a sports guy either. Oh, my God.
But they're playing, and guess who walks up to them and starts talking to them?
Who?
Former President Obama.
Oh, my God. And so there you go.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? And they had this great little conversation. And
right.
He's got
right,
a picture. Yeah. That is, and it's the four of them with a couple of Donnie's grandkids. So it's right. His favorite picture ever.
What's great is Obama came home and said, guess who I met today?
Final Donnie Simpson story. And okay. Donnie would be, by the way, Donnie has plenty of good old-fashioned radio ego. He would be thrilled to know that we're opening the show by talking
absolutely.
To him.
Absolutely.
Story with Donnie Simpson. I was over at the CBS broadcast headquarters. Not sure where it was. Probably Lanham. Probably in Lanham. That's where it was. And I was going over there either to be on the Junkies show, who did not get fired, or I was begging for my job. I'm not sure, but whenever I went to Lanham, it was never good. It was always to guest on someone right. else's show or to beg Dan Mason for my job. So that's why I was there. And, I knew Donnie was in the building. Mm-hmm. And I remember getting done with whatever work I had to do. And say, hey, is Donnie here? And I said, yeah, he's here. And I said, oh, I'd like to say hi. Tell him Mike O'Mara's here. And somebody came out to him and said, he'd love to, man, but he's getting a haircut.
At the studio!
Oh, no!
At the studio!
He'd love to, but
I never got a haircut at the studio unless it was a bit. Donnie didn't have to do it as a bit.
No.
Donnie got it done for real, where a barber comes to him, and the barber walks in and goes, hey, man, how you doing? And cuts his hair.
Mike, this will bring you some solace because I heard this on the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein.
Yes.
He has been married to the same woman for over 40 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know.
44 years.
And, yes.
And that's just one other little thing, the final little tip. And thank you for that because that means
he's got every dime he ever made.
TMOS Classic.
Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Rob Spiewak, the great communicator. I didn't know we were having Stein on the show, too, today.
Yeah, you requested it.
Well, what?
You requested the entire staff of the show.
Okay, I knew Tony was coming into the studio. You didn't tell me I was going to have to call Gary.
Well, you don't have to call Gary.
Well, I don't. I'd love to call Gary. Yes.
This has been my issue since the show started, because when we started, it was a Tony Perkins show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, man, this is going to be awesome. I've made the graphics. We've got everything together. We've got the app. And then I hear, can we add Gary Stein to the graphic? And just like then, today, we got to add Gary Stein to the show.
You requested, we said we're going to have Tony.
What do you mean I? Look, it doesn't matter when. You can bring up crap that I did in 1989 and tell me, just like you sent Tony, when did you send Tony's bio information? Not because I need a bio for Tony, because I've known him 100 years.
Right.
But his current relevant information. When did you send that to me?
I sent it to you this morning. And
you sent it to me at 8:05 for an 8:30 start. Mm, okay. When I was in here, everything was printed. Everything is done. That's when I didn't know what was going on. And I did not know until, let me see. Let me read the text. Here we go. Okay. All right. Let me see. 8:20 a.m. We tape at 8:30, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is for Junior Broadcast. I emailed you Tony's plugs. At 8:20, we are going on we're going on the air.
Well, you
10
got the
later.
But we sent it to you at 8:05. Just wanted to make sure you knew they were there.
At 8:05.
Have you gotten Gary's bio yet?
No, I got 1 minute ago. Rob holds up a phone like this and says, "Gary Stein is standing by. Just cue Oscar to dial him up." So let's dial him. Communication is gone.
I think they wanted
Tony.
To...
I work with these guys in the studio, Tony. I swear to God, two of them do not communicate with me anymore.
Well, can you highlight them, please?
Oscar, it is Rob and Pony hate to tell me anything. They barely like to say hello to me.
Isn't that often the case in this business of communication that people don't communicate with each other?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's difficult to communicate. Now, what we communicate for two things. When there's a show change, when there's a start time change, we communicate our ass off. And the second one is when Nikki effing Diamond's going to be in the show. I get 60 goddamn text messages because Rob did his improv show. So
that's nothing to do with it.
Cat out of the bag. Hey, don't, the cat out
how
of the
dare
bag.
You?
Here we go. Oh my God. Yeah. But the fact is, that it's frustrating because I don't know until, you know, because I mean, here you are. I got it in my mind. I'm going to be sitting here with you. Yes, Oscar?
It's time to call Gary Stein. I'm
Let's call Gary Stein right now. Star. Of the Tony Perkins Show.
Will this be his first
Gary
time
Stein.
On the Michael Mara Show?
He's been on it
second,
before.
I
He's
think.
Pushing.
Second time.
Second.
He was on for the launch.
Jesus. Swear to God.
I'm here on a rough day.
Well, this is why they don't communicate.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah.
Hello, the first thing I heard was rough day. Somehow that sounds good.
Hi, Gary.
Hi. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Gary Stein?
Woo-hoo! Why are you speaking slowly? I speak English. I am fine.
All right, let's get right to the interviews. How betrayed did you feel when Tony took the job with Donnie Simpson?
when who took a job? What's his name? Oh no! Listen, I couldn't be more excited for him because I've tried.
Applied yourself.
Bada bing, bada boom, bada bing, bada boom, bada boom.
I'm not petty. Yes. I feel really good that Tony's moving on, and I'm so excited that you've greenlit my new show.
I will put anything you want to do. I will put on the More Network. I will put a Gary Stein project on the More Network. You don't even need clearance. You do whatever you want. You create whatever you want. You use your network producer contacts. If you want to do 12 hours with Ringo, I don't give a rat's ass. You get it on and you put it on. That'll be... Yes, Oscar, you wanted to say something.
I just... A quick sidebar and Gary earmuffs. Remember the time when Gary demanded the train fare in a faster manner from us to get down here
demanded.
To do a show?
It was suggested. In a firm way.
Yes, yes. And then you almost fired Gary Stein. You remember
I
that?
Did?
Yes.
I don't. I mean, well, that's spending money. That's not just running a show.
This
on
is
network,
about content.
You know?
Content.
Whoa, but I remember how you handled it, Mike. You said, look, let's address all of Gary's problems. And then you told me, listen, just remember, I'm not doing any of the things you just asked for. Okay. Wow. I got off the phone and I thought, I don't really know how we addressed it, but somehow it's a done deal.
We are talking to Gary Stein, who co-hosts the Tony Perkins Show on the More Network. Let's get a little bio for people that might just be tuning in right now. Let's do this. Let's get a little background. Tony, why don't you give us the background on you and Gary, because it is an interesting story.
Yes,
you guys
yes,
met at Good Morning America,
yes.
Isn't that right?
Gary is one of my dearest friends. Gary actually had to come in and kind of audition for me when I was at Good Morning America, and the powers that be decided, you should have a dedicated producer, because the producers we've assigned you so far hate working with you. So, so Gary came in. I actually had someone in mind for the job, someone that I worked with at Fox 5, who came up and interviewed in New York. I thought that's going to be my guy. Gary came in, we met, had a great conversation, laughed a little bit, and I just thought, wow, this guy is the guy. Gary has worked in show business. He is a former comedy writer, an actor, although, as we say on our show, a failed actor. But he's had many acting gigs. And Gary and I have always said, when you guys came to me and said, we want you to do a podcast, which was wonderful, I said, let me think about what I want to do. came back to you a couple of months later and said, I'd love to do it, but I want to do it with my friend Gary Stein. Because Gary and I, over all those years at GMA and the years since, we like to say we were doing the podcast 15 years ago. We just didn't have microphones and an audience. And today we have microphones.
and an audience.
working collaboratively is a lot of fun. As a matter of fact, a lot of people don't know he did the acting thing, but Gary, I believe, opened for Myron Cohen in the Catskills in the late 1960s.
At least you came up with the old timey reference.
I knew you'd appreciate it.
Now, D.W. Griffith how to use a camera.
Oh, of all people, he's the one you taught.
He went further back than I could. That's nobody's going to beat Birth of a Nation. That's not going to happen. That's for sure. But you know what? Sad me. Knowing the reference.
TMOS Classic.
Here we are. I have to ask you about this because Tony just flew by it very quickly but said no other producers wanted to work with him. What was, because I've never asked you about this.
Okay.
What was Tony's reputation? I'd like to take a peek behind the scenes without Tony involved at Good Morning America. All right. I want to hear about Charlie Gibson. I want to hear about
the Dragon Lady,
and I'm just kidding, she's wonderful. The fact she can't hurt you anymore, Tony.
I like the fact that you're still just calling her she.
Diane Sawyer is what we're
speaking. Wow. Thank you.
And that proves it. She can't hurt him anymore. He ain't going back to New York. Not happening.
Here it is. Tell us any tidbits, behind the scenes tidbits at GMA, specifically around the Tony Perkins world. I'm curious about that. I really am.
Well, you know, interestingly, I think that he did really well for a while because I think for 4 years they didn't know he worked there. he would tell you, as I would tell you, that Charlie was like everybody's, it was like Father Knows Best. Sorry for the old reference, but he was everybody's dad, everybody's best friend. We loved him. And when we felt like we weren't really getting enough stuff on the air, we would commiserate with Charlie. It was kind of difficult getting our stuff out there. I think in some ways Tony was misperceived as maybe being aggressive about trying to get stuff done, but that's because we couldn't get stuff done. Yeah. But then when we did, everybody loved everything we did. So we were orphans in the storm. I think that's how we got closer. We were trying to get segments on the air, and then we led a very schizophrenic life there because we were covering hurricanes. You know, we went to Katrina and all of that, and then we'd go interview Aretha Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a weird life, and we really did live together on the road and then back at the studio and trying to get our stuff done. And we bonded tremendously. I think he makes jokes about it, but Tony was very well liked. And I don't like saying that, but he was really very well liked.
Oscar, you wanted to ask Gary something?
I was actually texting you, Mike. The question I wanted to ask Gary is, was he misperceived because of the button he had under his desk to close the door?
No button. There was no button.
He was misperceived because of the sign he hung on his door saying, I'm eating lunch now, don't bother me.
Now listen, let
me say this.
That note on the door is real. You cannot deny it, Mr. Perkins.
The note never said, don't bother me. It just said, I'm having lunch.
You know what? I don't know if anybody's ever asked you this, Tony, but yes. I will, because, I mean, you're up there, and you're up there in the Lauer days. Were there any, you know, it's a small club.
Yes, it is.
Community,
Were there any rumors floating? Did you ever hear anything behind the scenes about Lauer?
He slept with Lauer.
it was an awful situation. It was an awful situation. No, I don't remember hearing any rumors about Matt. Now, in the years afterwards, I think like a lot of people, you would hear stuff. But I met Matt a couple of times. I would not say we were friends. We met at, I think, a birthday party for Al Roker, actually. But, I didn't know that side of
him. Did that birthday party have ponies?
I bet there was a lot of cake.
Yes, this was early Al. So
oh,
yes.
Yeah. Before the stomach. Yeah.
Really big cake, yeah. So,
Al came out of the cake, actually.
Right, that's right, that's right. I don't remember hearing anything about any of that.
What about the lunch?
My lunch?
Yes.
I tended to, listen, if, here's the crazy thing about Gary and I. Gary and I would work together all morning long, then we'd go have lunch together, and then we, you know, in the evenings, we'd be on the phone talking about the next day's show. So we spent a lot of time together, but frequently I would eat lunch at my desk in my office, and I like to eat in privacy. So
who doesn't?
I would close the door. Gary has taken offense to that for many years.
You know, I gotta
say something. And way more.
I have to tell you, I mean, I'm the same way with my, you know, I'm an elderly father with my 4-year-old, and that's the one time it's like, stay away from daddy.
Yeah.
You know? It's like,
yeah.
There's food here, you know, daddy does not want to be disturbed. Who wants to be disturbed when you're eating?
Well, you can't break your concentration.
That's right. You know? You've got spoon to mouth. And of course, everything is eaten with a spoon.
Well, you're in Florida, of course. No.
Because it's blended.
Right. It's blended.
Or digestion. Anyway, that's the way it works. So, all right. Well, basically what I get from you, Gary, Tony was a malcontent. That's how I that's how I interpret it. And
also a creature of habit, Mike. You know, like,
yes, right?
It, like Outback is Saturday night. Lunch is at 12 o'clock. You don't bother him then. He takes a shower, I think, at the same time, but I was never around for that. But if you have to break Tony's habits a little bit, it disturbs him. So.
Creature of habit.
Yes,
well,
true.
The what is I think our listeners would want to know, and this is the last question, then Gary will let you go do whatever you need to do, because I wanted to get that. I'd like to know, and I'm going to put you on the spot right now. I'm sorry, because I haven't had a private conversation with you about it.
No.
Oscar has. Rob probably has. I don't know. I'm down here in Florida just going, you know, ooh, nice drive. Keep it in the fairway. Straight down the middle. Straight down the middle. My question, the future of the Tony Perkins Show. A lot of people love that show. They like to know what's going on. And I know I'm curious about it as well. The future of the Tony. Everybody's a little uncomfortable. I love it. That's when I know I've hit on something. Yeah. What is the future, boys, of the Tony Perkins Show with starring Gary Stein?
Gary?
Can I answer?
Yeah.
So
yes.
the future is Tony has promised that he's got plenty of time to continue our show. And, you know, he's obviously he's on radio every day and mm-hmm. You know, just sucking up to Donnie. And he's on in the mornings, two mornings a week, which has to exhaust him because I know him. He has to nap before he does the show with Annie Yu just so that he could look at her and yes. imagine what things could be like. But here's the thing. He says, don't worry. I love our show. It's and I do too, Mike. I have to admit, I love doing this show.
You guys have done some very, very special stuff. And if you haven't gotten a chance to listen to the Tony Perkins Show on the More Network, it's not like this show. It's different. They do all sorts of fascinating interviews. They have a lot of fun. They're very funny guys. And you get to see a side of Tony that you would not see either on the Donnie Simpson Show or mm-hmm. on his Fox News work. You wouldn't see that, and I think the show has been delightful for a long time. And, you
Thank
know,
you.
Really, I joke about Ringo Starr, but, you know, your fandom came through.
They have, they have a fan club. Now, the fan club president has just passed in real life, R.I.P., but they have a fan club.
Yes, yes, the fan club still stands. Yeah, our fan club president died.
Sorry.
But both Tony and Gary have been cleared.
Thank you, Rob. And right away, I love you all over again. Way to take that awkward moment and just. That's beautiful, Rob Spiewak. I didn't know how to do it. That's good. See? You get death on there, Rob will handle it.
Oh, I love
exactly
death. That's my favorite.
Mike, I do want to say something about everything that you just said, which is wonderful. And both Gary and I are, and I've told you this, are indebted to you guys for giving us this opportunity.
Don't speak for me.
Well,
When you start the suck up thing, I usually have to get off the phone. All right, go ahead. Yes.
We're happy you're hanging in there with us because we're struggling to make a buck for you guys and for us ourselves. But this is what I always tell people: the show that we do, that is the most honest Tony you get. Mm. Not that I'm dishonest on TV or on Donnie's show, but
you don't have the room for it.
Right. Yeah. It's pure Tony and it is pure Gary. It is truly our relationship. Funny, serious, going at each other a little bit. It's honest and it's fun and
pure.
Check us out.
Love
Please
it.
Check us out.
And also, I would be remiss if I did not mention the one element, the very large element that is also part of that show, Mr. Rofo Rob Ford.
Yes.
Thank
producing
you.
That show.
We are having a meeting right after this show. Rob may not be with us much longer, but but Tony and
line.
Gary will continue.
Yeah, and if he's no longer with them, they will not be cleared.
I will give you the last word, Rofo. Is there anything you'd like to add to this dynamic about the Tony Perkins Show on the More Network featuring Gary Stein?
I'd just like to say I think that Gary Stein's font size should remain the same.
Thank you.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try. Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.